say, Yamini Jamhotoria Black.
Oh, yes. And the whole black thing just adds mysterious aloha to the drink.
Oh, not to kuma energy drink if it's only come cut mungani vizikurumki.
Exactly my point. By the way, can you just sign this vodka bottle for me?
Ufuna ka autograph, huh?
Yo, John, what's happening, Yamantu?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, boss. Yeah, okay.
Wildcat Energy Drink. Untamed energy. Snacked up is up to you. Delight Grown Up Family Cereal. Your day, your way. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. ECZ assures the electoral reforms report will be published this week. Expert dismisses AFDB projection of 6% quarter depreciation in 2025. 8 head in Colorado fire attack after suspect shouts a free Palestinian.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Now, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has assured the public that the Electoral Reforms Technical Committee, ERTC, report will be published before the end of this week. Government instituted the ERTC last year to spearhead the process of electoral reforms aimed at strengthening Zambia's governance electoral system. Recently, political parties and civil society organizations have criticized the ECZ for delays in releasing the report, raising concerns over the transparency and inclusivity. However, ECZ Public Relations Manager Patricia Luhanga says that the commission is working diligently to finalize the report. She stated the consultation with key stakeholders are still ongoing to ensure that the report reflects broad consensus and input before it is made public. Ms. Luhanga has appealed for patience, emphasizing that the commission is committed to due diligence and transparency.
I'll get back to you because there are procedures that the commission follows. I'm sure if you are telling me I'm making a follow-up, you will recall that the commission did indicate that once the procedures that the Minister of Justice needed to take up the contract, the report will hand it over, then we'll be able to issue that publicly. So what I just need to check is where we are. But I think one thing I can guarantee is before end of this week, but for me to give you a concrete feedback, allow me to get into the office, then I'll be able to make sure that.
Political activist Michael Perry has emphasized the urgent need for President Akinde Ichemwa to re-elect from criticizing the former Patriotic Front PF administration and instead focus or prioritize addressing the country's current economic and social challenges. Mr. Perry cautioned the continued emphasis on government failures to risks weakening public confidence in the UPND leadership as the country heads towards the next general elections. According to Mr. Perry, many citizens who voted for the UPND in 2021 are increasing additional right, citing a lack of tangible improvements in their daily lives. He notes that while concerns about corruption during the PF were valid, the government's anti-corruption message now resonates not less rather with a population grappling with high fuel prices, increased electricity tariffs, and the rising cost of staple foods like mealie-meal. Mr. Perry also raised concerns about the effectiveness of the Constituency Development Fund CDF, pointing to the reports of poorly executed infrastructure projects, including substandard schools and bridges. He warned that unless the government recalibrates its approach to focus on practical economic solutions and visible development, it risks over voter apathy or even a shift in political support ahead of the 2026 elections.
One of the prevailing sentiments among critics is that Hichilema's continuation reminders of the PF's past governance deflect an underlying fear of the potential comeback. This perception raises concern about the current administration's confidence in its achievement. Many believe that if fiction on denouncing the PF distracts from addressing pressing issues facing the nation. Rhetoric versus reality. While Hichilema has often labeled the patriotic front as corrupt, there is growing public fatigue with his narrative citizens. Particularly, the 2.8 million who voted for change are seeking concrete improvement in their everyday lives.
Economist Patrick Pomp has dismissed projections by the African Development Bank that Zambia's kwacha may depreciate at least 6% in 2025. Mr. Mwabe argues that the current positive economic indicators suggest that it is unlikely for the kwacha to weaken in the current state. He noted that whilst a slight depreciation may occur in the fourth quarter of 2025 due to seasonal and market factors, it is projected to be around 4% below the AFDDP's forecast. Mr. Mwabe has emphasized that unless these expected and unexpected external shocks, the local currency is expected to remain relatively stable throughout the year.
Because what is happening now, most of multinational companies, they have to close their tax by 2024, by 21st June 2025. Most of their books must be okay with the Zambia Revenue Authority. So most of them, they are bringing dollars to change with the kwacha, and that has helped to increase the supply of a dollar in the economy. Therefore, you find a stable kwacha at the moment. Also, another issue, you find that the fuel price, the crude oil prices on the international market has gone down.
Public health specialist Canisius Banda has described the statement by the health minister on doctors volunteering as irresponsible and uncaring. Recently, health minister Elijah Mushima said that while the government cannot afford to pay health workers, the health workers have the duty to care for the people. Dr. Banda has stated that it is wrong for the government to belittle the efforts of the doctors and other health workers that are volunteering. He says that government can find resources and employ the health workers. Dr. Banda says that government cannot blame the unemployment of doctors to the collapsed economy.
So they are supposed to grow the resource envelope of the state so that they are able to carry the personnel emoluments should they employ more health workers. So in a nutshell, they are agreeing with everybody that they have failed. This is failure. And those doctors are qualified, skilled labor, which Zambia has, which many countries, you know, cherish and would like to have. They cannot continue to work without pay. They cannot continue to work without employment. The government must employ them, must pay them, and must find the money to do that. That's their responsibility. Their colleagues, the PF, created jobs, vacancies.
And now, business news. Business news.
Mining expert Edward Simkonda.